You know, as we do every Wednesday night, we talk to one of the bloggers from AnchorRising.com, Justin Katz, who is one of the residents along the lines of where I am at. Justin, you get any water in the basement there, buddy, or what?
Not at all. I mean, we're right up on the top of that hill there in Tiverton.
Yep.
So you don't get much higher than we are.
No, I know. Really, you think about it, you see that you can see the Saconnet River from my window. But the fact of the matter is, you really are really high up there. So,
yeah, exactly. And which one of the reasons I've sort of stayed away from the topic is I really, like you were saying, no, I can't sympathize with the people over there. Although Mark lives in that general area, and he's been posting about some of his water issues
and the nightmare that is. What's going on in the blog today?
Well, I wanted to mention that you've chided me for not being involved with Twitter. But we've got a Twitter account for Anchor Rising now.
Nice.
.com/AnchorRising.
Well, I'm a hypocrite because I don't bother with it anymore.
Well, so. Actually, Mark, I haven't checked today, but Mark is doing like the actual Twitter thing. We just have a live feed of what our stories are going on Anchor Rising.
Oh, nice.
If you want to stay informed that way about what's going on the blog, they can do that. Mark's actually been commenting, so he may be at home cursing about water on Twitter. I don't know. But I do want to make the point, you've been very reasonable about keeping people within bounds of with the prisons and, you know, not going overboard with making political statements about it. But one general point I would make as a necessary conservative is this is one of the reasons we want government to be lean and well-structured, so that when we have these emergencies, if they're not worried about our health care and our retirement and all of that stuff,
they can focus on it.
Yeah, they can focus on this. I mean, you are entirely right. I would have opposed spending tons of money for piping along a river because once 100 years it might overflow.
Yeah, that's it. Justin, amen to that sentiment, man. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the next hour. Justin Katz, check him out at AnchorRising.com.